Well, for more than a decade, Wade Hughes has been taking diving holidays with his wife off the Azores Archipelago in the mid-Atlantic and also in the waters of the Pacific Ocean island of Tonga. An award-winning photographer, he shoots below the water and his wife does all the work with the camera above the water. And I guess together they've managed to capture some magnificent images of sperm, humpback, and also fin whales over the years. They've observed some remarkable behaviours of whales, and just looking through these photos, quite incredible to look at the collection that Wade and his wife have put together. Wade, thank you for coming into the ABC studio firstly. It's great to meet you.
Thank you, Belinda.
See the person behind these incredible photographs. Where did this passion for whales come from?
From meeting a whale, really. It started as interest in 2005, and we went to the Azores hoping maybe that we would get to see up close, you know, at least a whale. And we'd applied for a permit. We were granted that permit by the Azorean authorities, and we had the most extraordinary time.
What happened?
Well, the very first sperm whale I ever swam with, you have to realise, this is the biggest living organism you would ever see other than a tree, right? It's just enormous. And the first sperm whale I swam with was a bull that is about as big as they get today. There's records of bulls bigger than these in the old whaling records, but the first one that I swam up to was about 18 metres long and therefore weighing about 50-odd tonnes. And it was a choppy day, and I got in the water, and you know, the boat goes away, and you're in the water alone, and swimming hard against the chop, trying to see where this whale was, and getting signals from the boat, and all that sort of stuff. And eventually, this hazy blue water started to, this purpling patch started to appear in it, and it's this massive animal, and it just, I didn't take any photographs. I forgot this. This animal just swam slowly past. When I made eye contact with that animal, for a start, you realise you've just made eye contact with the world's largest toothed predator, and it knows you're there. And so it's just sensational.
How close were you? What was the distance?
Oh, in that case, it was probably, you know, 5 or 6 metres, I guess, at its closest. But we've had much closer encounters than that. There's been encounters with sperm whales and humpback whales where we've been concerned we're going to touch, and we don't want to touch for a number of reasons. One, we believe it would breach their wildness. These are wild whales. This is not Flipper in a pool. And so we wouldn't want to breach their wildness. But also, when you're dealing with an animal, you know, even the smaller ones, 10, 15 tonnes, small females, the last thing you want to do is to startle them. And I've always been concerned that if we did actually touch, then we might cause some sort of surprise, and then you've got a very big animal moving quickly and throwing its weight around, and you know, you could get hurt just in it. I'm sure these whales would, I'm totally convinced they would not deliberately hurt. The sperm whales are just timid and inoffensive. They're either curious or they're not. They're either shy or they're not. But aggressive is certainly they're not. But accidentally they could do you some damage.
Yeah, being that size.
Oh, yeah.
Weighing that much.
Yeah.
It's a risk in itself. Just a little touch, perhaps.
Yeah, a casual accidental flip with a fluke that weighs as much as a large SUV, you know, like 2 tonnes. That's going to put a dent in the upholstery, that's for sure.
So how do you capture the whale's behaviour?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, the whole environment is difficult to operate in because you're in water for a start, and so water is not photographically as clear as air. It's usually not very still. Everything is moving, you know, the camera's moving, the photographer's moving, the whales are moving, the sea's moving, the whole nine yards. So it's a bit difficult. But on top of the technical difficulties, you have to deal with this adrenaline, this excitement that you're being so privileged as to be in close contact with animals like this. So working through that, getting to the point where you can actually control that a bit and focus on what it is you're really here to do, and that's try and observe, make some mental notes, and then see if you can't record in the camera what's happening. And then this exhibition that we've just put on in Cadogo, then hopefully bring back something on top of the record shots that might stand up on its own on the wall as a piece of art. So working through all those is part of the challenge. That's part of the fascination.
And just picking up on that, in case we run out of time, that first major exhibition opening tomorrow at Fremantle's Cadogo Gallery, of all these exquisitely detailed black and white photographs that Wade Hughes has taken in his time. You shoot underwater. You're a licensed scuba diver, but you choose to free dive. Why do you choose that as the option to take the photos?
Well, I think you have to. I've never inquired when I've applied for a license. I've never asked, can I get in the water with a scuba tank? I think they'd probably say no, but we wouldn't ask anyway because the tank itself's an encumbrance. You've often got hard swims to do in order to get into a place where the whales might come and meet you. And then you'd have these bubbles. And as much as I would like to follow these animals down, I really would, it just wouldn't work, I think. You'd have noise and bubbles and drag.
And you get such great shots this way, so why would you change?
Yeah, but there's some shots in deeper water that I would just kill to get, seriously.
Yeah. Well, we're about a minute away, so we've got about 30 seconds before news headlines. What is a magic moment that stands out for you?
Oh, simultaneous births. We came across a large, about 50 strong herd of sperm whales the last time we were in the Azores in 2016, and they were giving birth, and it was far too dangerous to get in the water at that time. Robin got some fantastic stuff from the boat, but when it calmed down a bit, I got in the water, and this small subgroup just surged forward, bringing this newborn wrinkled infant with them. I don't know whether they were showing me or they were checking me out as a threat. I don't know, but I like to think they were showing me because they were showing all the other whales. And so this little infant went past inches from my face, you know. It's little staring eye, still not able to focus properly, just brand new umbilicus still flapping from its navel.
Wow.
Just sensational.
That is a great moment. You tell the story very well. Lovely to meet you, Wade.
Thanks, Belinda.
Thank you so much
for coming in. Thank you.
Wade Hughes, and yes, that exhibition opening at Fremantle's Cadogo Gallery, detailing all those beautiful black and white photos, 26th of October to the 1st of November.